From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. law enforcement officials say they are investigating this week's attack in San Bernardino, California, as an act of terrorism. David Bowditch, the assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Los Angeles office, said at a news conference Friday that there is overwhelming evidence the attack was terrorist-related. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest sought to reassure the American public.
I think people can be vigilant knowing that the United States government, particularly since 9/11, going back to 9/11, has been quite focused on securing the homeland and securing the American people.
Earlier reports said that one of the attackers, Tashfeen Malik, who went on the shooting rampage with her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, on Wednesday, pledged allegiance to Islamic State in a Facebook post. Malik had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. 14 people were killed when the pair attacked a holiday party at a social services agency. 21 people were wounded. The attackers were killed in a shootout with police just hours after the massacre. Germany's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to send military aid to fight Islamic State militants in Syria, answering France's call for help after last month's deadly attacks in Paris. Lawmakers in Berlin voted 445 to 146 Friday to send Tornado reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 personnel to join the coalition against Islamic State. German pilots will not fly sorties against Islamic State targets in Syria. French President François Hollande had asked the international community to escalate the fight after last month's attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it might be possible to get Syria's government and rebel forces to cooperate against Islamic State militants even before an agreement is reached on how and when President Bashar al-Assad will relinquish power. Speaking in Athens Friday, Kerry said all sides in the Syrian civil war will only cooperate in fighting to suppress the Islamic State group if they are confident that a mutually acceptable solution about the Syrian leader's future is in sight. Otherwise, the secretary said that it would be extremely difficult to secure cooperation.
The solution is to end the war. And the best way to deal with this crisis, as we have said again and again, is to make every step possible, as fast as possible, to bring about a ceasefire, get into the political discussion, and let Syrians decide the future of Syria through that discussion. That's our goal.
Senior State Department officials said that Kerry's comments do not represent a shift in U.S. policy. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 9 civilians were killed and 6 more wounded when a mortar shell fired by Afghan National Security Forces hit a mosque on Friday. Meanwhile, U.S. and local forces jointly assaulted a Taliban-held prison in a volatile southern region and freed more than 40 Afghan security personnel. Provincial Deputy Governor Zakir Hussain told VOA the incident involving the mortar attack took place in the central Maidan Vardak province during clashes with Taliban insurgents. Authorities in neighboring Ghazni province also reported that at least 11 civilians, including 9 children, were wounded when their house was hit by a rocket allegedly fired by Taliban militants. Egyptian officials say at least 16 people were killed early Friday in a Molotov cocktail attack on a nightclub in Cairo. A motive has not been determined for the firebombing, which occurred at El Sayed restaurant and bar in the Agusa neighborhood. Security officials deny the attack was terrorist-related, but have provided several apparently conflicting statements. Some good news for the U.S. economy. It had a net gain of 211,000 jobs in November, while the unemployment rate held steady at 7.5%, or a 7.5-year low, that is, of 5%. Friday's government report says that job gains were seen in construction, professional services, and health care. Mining and some media companies lost jobs. U.S. businesses have added nearly 14 million jobs in a little less than 6 years. The job gains are stronger evidence that the U.S. Central Bank will raise key interest rates this month. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.